This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Donna Salisbury, S-A-L-I-S, B like Boy, U-R-Y. Date of birth, January 17th of 1939. Dear Miss Macht, this is a follow-up visit for Miss Salisbury with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, and chronic fluid losses secondary to her ileostomy. Her last visit was November 28th of last year. She has gained 5 pounds over the last 6 months, and she has been working on blood sugar control and reports that her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.6, and that was checked last week in your office. So she's been doing much better. She had been out of Trulicity about 6 months ago, but that has not been a problem recently. So she's doing better. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does have chronic loose stools from the ileostomy. No current edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. And her Trulicity is 3 milligrams once a week. And since her last visit, she was switched from Spiriva to Incruse, I-N-C-R-U-S-E, Ellipta, E-L-I-P-T-A, 62.5 microgram once daily. Physical examination, her weight is 177 pounds, pulse 73, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/70. Her neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen does have an ileostomy. She does have a hernia on the left, but it is not currently hard or painful. Extremities are without edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 7th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.5. Estimated GFR is 34. Albumin is 3.8. Calcium is 9.0. Sodium, 143. Potassium, 4.4. Carbon dioxide, 24. Phosphorus is 4.3. Her hemoglobin is 12.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no progression of disease. We will continue to monitor her renal labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy with improved hemoglobin A1C. And 4, chronic fluid losses from ileostomy. We'll continue to monitor. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.